Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been described as Indiana Jones meets Charmed. A Shadow Away is the first in Joan K. Lacey's Alex Court adventure series. Get ready to journey into a supernatural adventure. Joan combines research, imagination, personal experience to create an exciting story filled with metaphysics, folklore, mythology, quantum physics, archaeology. It's a world where time and space are not always what they seem, and that anything is possible if you just believe. From a young age, Joan has loved to travel, meeting people in other countries, learning to speak their languages, intrigued by the myths and legends from all over the world, combining all she's learned along the way into exciting and entertaining adventure stories with a magical twist. A weaver of words, ancient cultures, mysteries, and adventures, Joan K. Lacey, author of A Shadow Away, our guest on This Week in America. Joan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick, for inviting me. I'm happy to be with you.
These are such good stories. I say that based on number one that I've read. I'm sure the rest will follow their number in the Alex Court series. And let's start off by talking about, it's interesting, I look in your website and I see your mission is to offer entertaining stories that capture the imagination. And you talk about basically, a lot of books out there today are very dark. They have dystopian worlds. They're talking about violence and death prevalent. Boy, when I read A Shadow Away, this takes me to an exciting, adventurous world.
Well, that's what I love about the stories I write, because they've been called classic adventures.
Yes.
Kind of taking us back to another time when life wasn't so violent. And there's already so much tragedy in our world, we don't really need to have any in our books when we just would like to, well, most people would just like to be entertained, I think. So that's why I decided to write these stories, because even though so many books, especially for young adults, seem to be set in dystopian worlds and their characters are stressed, and I realize that that's likely a reflection of the world we live in, but again, I'd like to provide entertaining stories with a positive approach for adults and also young people who want something less dark. So I hope these books bring the fun of adventure and magic into their lives, and that everyone enjoys reading them as much as I did writing them.
Well, I tell you, I'm sure that they do and will continue to do that. Alex Court, this is the first of six adventure series. The book is called A Shadow Away. Available wherever books are sold. You get information at Joan's website, which is joankelacey.com. Link on directly to Joan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It all starts with characters that we really like. And in this case, you've got three really exceptional characters. Let's start with Alex Court. Tell me a little about him. He's really an interesting guy.
Well, I love my characters, and they're a lot of fun to write about. So I don't really have trouble with writer's block, because I love the stories, and I'll just say that, so Alex Court, he's my hero in these stories, and he's an adventurer with a curiosity about this world, and he doesn't mind danger, and he's joined by an eccentric British archaeologist who's interested in everything from science to superstition, and he often gets himself into trouble. And in the first book, they're hunting for a statue they believe will lead them to the lost city of El Dorado when they're pursued by Andrew's corrupt colleague and also a black market art thief who want to keep the statue for themselves. And then that introduces my third character. Her name is Angel, and she's a young woman who calls herself a witch. And she shows Alex and Andrew how to win with magic.
You know, it's interesting. You fall in love with Angel in the first couple of pages. Alex is getting ready to hop in the car, can't find his keys. Out of nowhere, she shows up. She has the keys. She gets in the car. She's locking the doors and doesn't touch anything. He knows pretty quickly on in this relationship, something's a little strange here. There's a little magic going on here.
Yeah, and that's the fun of it. So,
Well, yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, yeah, and that relationship develops, and you'll follow it all in a shadow way. It's interesting. I mentioned all of your background, all of your travel, the characters that you talk about, and we'll get into the development of characters, but how much you really enjoy writing these particular characters. And this story is based on a legend that's always fascinated you. Talk about this. This gives you a chance as you're writing to take all of these myths and legends that you've come across all across the world and really explore these, doesn't it?
Well, that's true. And so many people even today talk about finding El Dorado. And it seems to intrigue people, and I know it has me, so that's why I chose it to write my first story. So in my life, I've been lucky to travel quite a bit. So traveling is exciting for me because it takes me to far-off places and makes them familiar. So it gives me a good background for the stories that I want to write.
And after you decide, this is the legend that I would like to follow, I've wondered what the situation is with El Dorado. This is where the story will take place. Then you have to do some research. Talk about the research that you put into this. And the fact I mentioned the sort of the science background that you've had, you've always been enamored with science, that really feeds into the story as well, doesn't it?
Well, it does. So you have the archaeology and quantum physics. I've been interested in that over the years. I've studied archaeology in school and have subscribed to many magazines over the years. So it's something that I've just kept up with because it's interested me. And I've read quite a few books on quantum physics. And I find out that at the quantum level, magic and quantum physics are pretty much alike. So it's just fun to write about that kind of thing.
In the book, A Shadow Away, you mentioned they take off and looking for this on this adventure, going to find a jewel-encrusted gold statue. They soon realize they're heading up the Amazon River. They soon realize that deeper in the jungle they go, things aren't quite as they appear. And that happens frequently in your books, doesn't it? Where it's like, wait a minute, this isn't quite what we thought was going to happen here.
Well, that's the fun part of
yes.
the story.
Yes. That's the fun part as a reader, because it's like, oh, I didn't see this coming. This is an interesting twist here. So it keeps us wanting not to put the book down until tomorrow morning. It's like, let's read a few more chapters here tonight.
Oh. Happy. I find the same way. I've read that book so many times over the course of editing and rewriting, because even though a story flows into your mind, I was very lucky with this story. It just, the characters came alive and they spoke to me and they took on lives of their own. And frankly, so many times the dialogues and the scenes after they formed in my mind, they just took off and I was writing as fast as I could just to keep up.
You know, it's interesting the way the characters actually, in your imagination, come to life. Is it difficult to turn that off? I would almost think you're living with Andrew, Alex, and Angel like 24 hours a day. Your mind is always going there up to something. Can you shut it down for a while?
Well, it's kind of fun. I like living in my mind and in my imagination. I have a vivid imagination, so it's more fun than struggle. So I do keep a notebook by my bed at night because I will get ideas in the middle of the night, and I've learned how to write in the dark. And it's not so much shutting them off. I don't have to do that because I know I'm not crazy. I know they're not real.
but sometimes they speak to you, I'm sure.
They do, and sometimes if I have a problem with the plot, I'll try turning it around or another character will speak up, or even they will, just by being who they are, will suggest a different twist than even I thought of.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, in reading about how you go about developing characters, especially these characters that you really have fallen in love with, that you've created, do you work from a strict outline, or do you sort of let the characters dictate where the story is going to go if they're pulling you in a different direction than you originally thought you were going to go in?
Well, it is a good idea to have a basic outline, because characters can take you all over the map if you don't know where your story's going. So I do recommend to anyone who wants to write a story that you get your ideas in line. I suggest writing a storyboard where you can plug in your ideas and shuffle them around as your outline changes. But then just turn your imagination loose, and as you, as a person, becomes involved with the characters in the story, then they will kind of come alive to you, because as you develop their characters and their background story and problems they've got in their own lives. And so that makes them more real to me. And so then I allow them to speak, and really, once I set up a scene, okay, say I have to make the next scene, okay, so I figure out where I am and what needs to be done and who's there, and then I write a sentence or two, and then they take off, and the story unfolds, basically along the lines that I have planned, unless I get stumped, and then they do take off. Either I come up with something, or somebody does.
It's like, come on, guys, help me out here. You got a trio working for you, so if you hit that block, you've got to rely on them to talk you out of it. A Shadow Away is the book we're talking about by Joan K. Lacey, the first of her six Alex Court adventure series, combining mystery, suspense with a bit of magic. Her website is joanklacey.com. It's great on the website because you can sign up for the blogs, you can sign up for the updates, of course, get information on the books, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I love about the characters is they are fun characters, but they struggle with things just like the rest of us do. In this particular story, you've got Andrew and Alex that really have to confront some issues from the past.
Well, yes, that's what makes the story have depth and gives the characters a more real feel than if they're just a two-dimensional stick figure that doesn't have any problems, then no one can relate to them. Because sometimes a problem that my character will have can resonate with somebody who's reading the story, and that makes it more real for them.
Yeah, they deal with magic, beauty, fun, but they learn a lot about themselves during the course of the book, A Shadow Away. I mentioned the love of travel that you had. You took a year off from UCLA to travel over in Europe. Where did this fascination, when did this fascination with travel, when did this start for you?
It started very young. Actually, my dad loved traveling, and he didn't like Christmas very much because he had bad memories from his Christmas as a child. So basically, we took trips over the holiday season, and I found that I loved to meet the people in the countries that we went to. I loved learning words of their languages and being able to speak with them. And so then when I was in college and able to live a year in Europe, I already had a strong background in French and Spanish. So it was easy for me to get along, and then I could make friends and blend in, and that made my experience much more meaningful and fulfilling. So I really enjoyed the people and the languages, and I always admired people who could switch from English to French to German, especially in Switzerland. They you just sit there and they just switch from one to another like it's nothing. And for me, when I learned the languages, and I was in, say, Spain, okay, so I'm speaking Spanish, that's fine. But then I'm going now to, we're heading for Italy, so I had to download all of my Spanish words and then kind of upload the words that I knew from Italy or the country I was going to next. So, but then as I got more, then I found as you get more familiar with the language, then you can, switch from one to another pretty easily. You know, but the trick is to get familiar with the language. So,
and never realized all these experiences would come into play as you sit down and write and you started the Alex Court series. Who are some of the authors that influenced you? I'll start with it when you were a young reader. Who were some that influenced you, and who do you like to read now?
Well, my favorite all-time author is Mary Stuart. I love her books, and she wrote about Merlin and the Hollow Hills and the Crystal Cave, so I was immersed early in the whole Arthurian legend and the magic of Merlin. So that is how that started. And then I love James Herriot's books, All Creatures Great and Small. And he was a veterinarian in York. And so he was positive and always found a good solution to the terrible things that came into his life with the animals that were hurt, injured. So it just gave me a positive outlook on life. So I suppose those two are my biggest influences.
The book we're talking about, the first in the series, is Shadow Away by Joan K. Lacey, our guest on This Week in America. Her website, joanklacey.com. I mentioned six books. You're well underway here. Let's talk about book number two. I understand that's coming along, entering the editing process, and it probably won't be long, and we'll be reading that as well.
Yes, we're planning to launch that later in the fall. And the second book is called All Under Heaven, and this is a story about ancient China, where Alex and Andrew are shanghaied in Macau and teleported to ancient China, where Angel must search for them through time. So she pops in and out in my stories because it is a series, so I don't want to have all three characters all together all the time. So I'd like to switch who's in the focus from time to time. So in this story, All Under Heaven, Andrew doesn't believe in superstition, and he gets cursed and disappears in a hologram. And he must travel through time forever unless Alex can save him and rescue a ghost also searching for the first emperor's enchanted ninth cauldron. And then the third story is called Secrets of the Crystal Skulls. And that also involves my ensemble cast. And it's an alternative to the Legend of Atlantis, where a sorcerer who has plans of his own for 13 crystal skulls.
Ah. Another one of those legends out there that we've all thought about that you've taken on to write about.
That's right. Now, the fourth book is one that probably nobody's heard of, but it's set in Ireland, and it deals with a fairy, a trooper fairy, called the Black Horseman. And so this story will involve fairies and elves and legends from the other world, the world of the fairies. And so then, to finish it, I only have basic outlines for the fifth and sixth story. The fifth is a prequel to the time in Egypt when Alex and Andrew first worked together.
I am looking forward to that one. It's going to be interesting to go back and get the backstory on these two.
Yeah, for sure. And so I'll be finding out, too.
Talk about the challenges of writing. Maybe it's not a challenge. Maybe it's a joy. You're writing one. You're thinking about two, three, four, five, six. You've got the six all planned out there. Talk about that, because you don't want to give away too much now because you're developing these characters in different stories. Talk about that process of writing when you know, okay, this is number two out of number six.
Oh, well, it's more organic than that, because at first I was just going to write the first book. And then I heard, well, if you're an author, you have to write more than one book. So I sat down and I wrote the second book. But I did learn some things. The first story I wrote by what they call the seat of the pants, which just kind of flowed. And I had a good background in storytelling, so luckily I knew about plot development, and it worked out okay. But then I learned about structuring the story and plot points and, you know, all of the structure that goes into writing a novel. So then I was more planned in my setting up the story of the next books. And so now I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, so this has been a process for you, too. You're sort of learning and getting familiar with this. This has to be, you talk about basically what your commute every day to work is, sort of closing your eyes and getting into your imagination. This has to be fun to create these characters in your own world. You have your own little world that you've created.
I do, and it's a lot of fun. You know, writing about sorcerers and magic and mythical creatures is a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and writing came right to me in life because the first part of my life was traveling and art. I sculpt and oil paint, do oil painting, and I love music. I play the three-finger Earl Scruggs-style banjo. I'm learning that. And I love the bossa nova guitar. So I've had other interests in my life, and then these books didn't really come to me until later. But then I was able to put everything I've learned, everything that's interested me over the years, into my stories.
The time is right, and you write like you've been doing this forever. It's hard to believe it's something, it's sort of a talent that you developed sort of later along the way. A couple minutes left in the program. Who is the target audience for this? And I say that because I'm reading and enjoying it. I'm thinking this is probably a young adult book, and I'm sitting here really getting wrapped up in this. This really is for everybody, isn't it?
Well, that is what I had wanted to do. I wanted to appeal to young readers, women who want to escape from their workaday worlds. I wanted to give young adults something to read besides a dystopian atmosphere.
Yes.
And I find that men enjoy the story, too. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where it's a story for everybody.
Joan K. Lacey, our guest on the program, A Shadow Away. This is the first of her six Alex Cord adventure series. Information at her website, joankaylacey.com. You can go to our website as well and link on directly. In reading some of the reviews, a lot of people have commented on your vivid descriptions, and it adds so much. There's a visual aspect to your writing. Talk about doing that. You can't go overboard in describing, but you want to let us get a picture in our mind of what it is you're talking about, the scenery or the situation.
Yes, there is a fine line between over-describing. So in the beginning, my mind was so full of the jungle and I didn't know any better, and I just had all these ideas, and I just wrote them all down. So that's the benefit of having an editor who can trim it down to a workable size that's just enough information that can set the scene, but the reader doesn't get lost in myriad descriptions. And so it's just a process of learning how much is enough just to set the scene and give your actors a background for their dialogue.
Yes. You've got this ability to entertain as well as educate. It's not an educational book per se, but as you're reading it, you're learning things. Talk about that mix and that blend that you've got. And as you're reading, you hope the story never ends.
Oh, thank you. That's music to my ears. You have no idea how much that means. But I do love... you gave me such a nice compliment, I forgot.
Well, yeah, you entertain, and we're going along, and then I'm thinking, well, I just learned something that I didn't know before. It's sort of nice that you drop that in there. And if textbooks would approach things in a different way, we'd have fewer dropouts and people going on to college and studying a little bit longer.
Well, that's the thing that I love about writing later in life, because I have had a lifetime of interests and study, and that, frankly, that's why... decided to write the first book is because it kept telling me, you've got all this knowledge, you have all these things you've studied over the years, and magic you're interested in, and Merlin, and all these fun myths, and characters. So I just wanted to write about the things I've learned and studied over the years, and then adding the magic adds the fun to it.
Do you find if you write about something that really inspires you, something that you enjoy, you like these characters, chances are we're going to like them too? You hear people that go through, boy, I struggled to write this book, and I wasn't sure I was going in this direction. With you, I get the impression that you're right there with us. You're right there telling the story. And yes, we're side by side as this thing is unfolding.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it is. And I just love my characters. I think the secret is for people who want to write a story is to write about something that interests you and something you know about. You hear a lot about people who want to write hear a lot about, if you want to write a story, write about something you know. Well, that's true, but you should also write about something that interests you, because then, that will add depth to the story and you'll be interested in doing the research. And research can be fun if you're studying and learning about a topic you're interested in. And so when I do my research on a particular subject, I'll just write down everything that comes to me that sounds interesting. And I don't worry if it's going to actually belong to the story or not. But what you'll find out is after a while, you can plug these little tidbits into your story and add depth.
We're talking about the book A Shadow Away by Joan K. Lacey, the first of her six-part Alex Cort adventure series. Get ready to journey into a supernatural adventure. This is a book that you're going to really enjoy reading, and leave out your spouse, the kids. Everybody's going to want a shot at the book. Well, hide it while you're reading it, because you don't want them taking the book until you're finished with it. And then leave it out for them to take a look at. Joan's website is joankaylacey.com. While you're there, get information, sign up for her blogs, for her updates, and you'll find out when the rest of the series is coming out. Joan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. I've enjoyed talking with you. You're very kind and a lot of fun to talk with.
Really? And thank you. Really enjoyed the book, A Shadow Away. Joan K. Lacey, the author and our guest on This Week in America. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.